The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Bitochen and Panos. Shalom Avrochen. When a person is working on his panos and it's not coming as quick as he wants, says the Chavis of us, you should think, Hashem who brought me into this world at a certain period of history, at a certain time, he didn't bring me before that time and after that time. In other words, I was born into this world at a specific time with a specific mission. And Hashem brought me into this world in a fashion that will have my sustenance. So I do not have to feel that suddenly Hashem has forsaken me. Because just like everything is planned, all my needs are planned out from the beginning, and everything has its time, so too my panos has its time. And therefore, it's not coming as quick as I want. There's no reason to get all flustered and nervous. At times, panos doesn't come as large quantities as one may want. But simsum, a person should think into his heart, just like Hashem gave me mazon when I was born, he gave me my mother's milk, and that's all I needed. And I managed perfectly well, and as I was growing up, he gave me what I needed. Also now he's giving what I need, and if I have limited panosa, I can make do with that. I don't have to feel that I'm in a impossible state. We know that this maisa that happened last week in Meron, and I went to Menachem Mobile, the local ones, and I was mamish, very, very, I don't know what to call it, moved, or more than moved. There was one of the, most of the people that were nifta were younger people. Many of them bachur, they weren't even married. There's one who's also young, in his 30s, but he lived in Ramat Beit Shemesh with 9 children. And I didn't know him at the time, but I got to know him after his tefillah. Nachum Ovel, his little boys. The oldest one was just bar mitzvah. Sweet boys, smart boys. They were proud of their father. They were showing over the piles of Chidusha Torah. He was a mechadish. He was a tremendous masmid. But he was a tremendous masmid. He wasn't even together with all of them when they were at the hadlaka. That's why he was in that place at the time, because he was taking care of his family. But in any event, one of the people in the neighborhood that I know over there told me, you can imagine they're not the wealthiest people in town, a little apartment with 9 children. And they all look very emotionally healthy, you know, put together. But everything but symptom, no luxuries at all, very, very, very basic. So a Gabbis doctor from the neighborhood told me that in Pesach time, they give out money to you know, people that have larger families to help them for Pesach. They came up to this person and they offered him to give him some extra help for Pesach. So he told them that if it won't be on the cheshbon of other people, then
Kol HaLashon,
he's willing to take it. But if they have a certain amount to give out, and the fact that he's taking would cause other people to get less, he doesn't want to take it because he has his basics and he can manage with what he has, and he doesn't want to get anything on the cheshbon of anybody else. Which just to hear that such a mussar for us, we're living at such a higher standard, and very often we're always nervous and complaining that, oh, I just wish I'd have a little more and be able to be more berachah. And here we're talking about a person who's mamish, living with the very basic of the basics, but he's content with what he has, and he prefers not to be dependent on others as much as he can, even if it means living even a simpler life. And like I said, what impressed me equally, or maybe more than that, was the fact that sometimes the person, okay, is a big tzaddik, and his whole family is suffering. And you could see these kids, they didn't look like kids that were suffering. They were the kids that were proud of themselves. And his wife even told me that, even though he was a big tzaddik, a tremendous masmid, he'd make a cheshbon every day of all the time he was doing things that weren't in learning, seeing things he had to do. But yeah, I think with a cheshbon, it wasn't like us, we sit around the computer for who knows how long, wasting time. Everything was exact. But she said with the fact that he was such a tzaddik and such a masmid, you would think he's totally detached from this world. She said that his feet were always on the ground, he's always with his kids when they needed, and the, you know, if it was learning with them, or, you know, being together about the suitors, or in between, whatever it was, you could see there was a warm, healthy, nice relationship between the two of them. Between him and the whole family. As a pshat, if a person's going, living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he has room in his heart for everything. He loves his Limud HaTorah, together with that, he loves his wife and his children, and loves everybody around him. Doesn't he want to take any, even a small amount of being the cheshbon of somebody else, another rabbi, let the other person have it? You know, sometimes when Hashem takes somebody away, it's part of the cheshbon. We don't know all the cheshbonis or any of the cheshbonis. What's nogea to us is something we can learn from. People are more appreciative. His wife also told me that they had Cyrus, different medical issues and other issues. Whenever something would come up, he'd right away say, let's stop before we react to it. Think, this is something which is given to us specifically from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our benefit, and we're going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to go through it in a happy fashion and to do what we can come on to make it as best as possible, but not Chas V'Shalom to let any situation get us down and break our spirits, because we're always together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come on, right now he's mamish together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiva Shomala, I'm sure he's a male Jewish and his family and all Klal Yisrael, which is one of those people that was so much ma'ir all of Klal Yisrael. But like I said, it's something we could all learn from. So all b'zeichet of the met have no tzaras and no tzav, v'ashon should be yitzi v'chavosim with all the tzav, but on the other hand, to appreciate, one of the easiest way to eliminate sorrow is to pay attention to what we do have, and with that, live a life of being content and happy in all circumstances. And this is something we can learn from this Choshev Nifta, name was Cruz. Yeah, called, so have a good day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.